Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. And good morning, everyone. Welcome, Americans, and welcome to those listening from around the world. This is Rich Sheban from Montana, and I'm going to be going solo today as Vince is working on his campsite projects. And I want to give a special shout-out and thank you to Jason, who's engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. And what I typically try and do every week, or however often I'm on the program or other programs, is I try to give start out with a broad spectrum of articles, articles that are published in the public domain, based on things like economy, healthcare, corruption, and I have a special category today based on how stupid the elite think that we all are and how they can easily dupe us. Some of these articles you won't even believe. But what I try and do, folks, because of what's happening in America and the Western world, free world, the world today, we obviously see that this is a takedown and a takeover by the elites to make everybody a poor, controlled serf. So I try really hard to give information to wake people up. We spend a lot of time over the years talking about ideas and solutions. We use facts, objective facts, truth, proof, evidence, and this is just one of the examples that why the elite don't want free speech. So, that being said, I'm going to start with my broad spectrum of articles, and the first one is a real wake-up call. And for those of you who have been tuning in for the last 2 years on COVID and the vaccines, you aren't going to be surprised. In fact, I'll bet you a large portion of this audience have already done their homework on this particular interview. And as Vince and I always says, we always say this, almost every broadcast, don't believe a word we say. Read, research, and do your own vetting. It's so important that you do this. Because this is one of the reasons I try to give published articles in the public domain and make comments on each article. Because we try to vet for authenticity, and we want to be as accurate as possible by using other people's data. And that includes math, science, economics, and not bought and paid for data. Vetted, authentic. Data that is has authenticity to it. So the first one article is your cup of caffeine in the morning. And this is an interview, and I use Greg Hunter's website fairly often. It's called USAWatchdog.com. Please, if you don't believe me, just go ahead and listen to this one-hour interview. It's with Dr. David Martin, and this doesn't give me pleasure, people. But him and his team are basically predicting in the next 5 to 6 years, since we're halfway through 22, in the next 5 to 6 years, 700 million worldwide will die from the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, if there's any new listeners who haven't done their homework, and especially people who feel that their pride and their ego takes precedence over facts and truth and evidence, you really need to listen to this interview. And I'm going to just mention some of the terms that he's used in this interview, calling them so-called vaccines. We all know that the vaccine definition has been changed. He uses terms like bioweapon, and Big Pharma and the government knew about massive deaths and permanent injuries. And he says it's all going to get a lot worse because there's going to be a lot more people dying from the spike protein, which produces a toxin in the body. Again, bioweapon terminology is used in this interview. Bioterrorism is used in this interview. Premeditated is used in the interview. And this is very sad. I even talked to Vince the other day about how to deliver this, and he said, just go ahead and say it. You can't sugarcoat this. It's pretty obvious with all the articles that we've given, published in the public domain, and we use people who have medical background. We use physicians. We use researchers. We use scientists. None of this is made up, folks. Some more, you know, he talks about microvascular and clotting problems and with pilots, strokes, heart attacks, all the terminology that you've heard us say over the last 2 years about these so-called vaccines. And good news here is Dr. Martin and his group is suing everybody responsible: Biden, the FDA, the CDC, Pfizer, Moderna, and many others regarding the deaths and injuries of the bioweapons. And he has a big court case on July 6th in 22 in federal court in Utah. And he says this is far worse than the Nuremberg trials and far worse what the Nazis have done. I want you to think about what I just said. He says this is a criminal act. It's domestic terror. It's antitrust violation. It's racketeering. I want you to think about the terminology that I paraphrased and quoted, mostly quoted, from the interview with Dr. David Martin. Please, I beg you, for those of you who are still in denial, you're better off getting past denial, getting into anger, because that's a much more useful emotion. And you can follow his cases now on Greg Hunter's website, usawatchdog.com. This is one of the homework assignments I'm giving today, please. Please. You can follow the COVID vaccine cases on prosecutenow.com. It says I-O, but in the interview it said .com, prosecutenow.com, but on the website, it says .io. I wonder if that was changed by the powers that be. All right, I'm moving on here. I have lots of articles. I know I'm not going to get to them all, but my job at this point in time in history is to give you as much information as possible. Please don't believe a word. Do your own reading, research, and vetting. Please. I beg of you. I want you to think about those numbers that I just shared with you. 700 million people, almost getting close to a billion people in the next 5-6 years are predicted to die from this COVID vaccine. In America, between 70 and 100 million people. That's almost one-third of the American people in the next few years. Here's another good homework assignment. This is a interview with Dr. Mercola and Dr. Michelle Pirro. It's on Alex Jones's band.video. Band, B-A-N-N, that's double N-E-D, .video. And they talk about how you can treat COVID jab say ivermectin. There's a lot of things, but we got to think of all the poisons and toxins in our food, our water, our air, the electromagnetic radiation. You know, children are sicker than they ever have. They address everything from spike protein toxicity to inflammation in the nanolipids, graphene oxide, nanotechnology, the whole works. This is why we need to talk about mixing ideas and solutions. But we have to continue to wake people up. Are people waking up in droves? Absolutely. But we have to stick together, folks, because the powers that be are using divide and conquer strategies. This is an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, Nazi takeover. This is why they keep throwing communism and everything from Alinsky to the Frankfurt School to Cloward and Piven at us. It's run by greed. It's motivated by corruption and money and cowardice. And they spin every fact into a narrative-selling objective and agenda that's best to take over all the freedoms from the people. They use divide and conquer strategies. They lie. They gaslight. There's fraud. There's treason. There's hate. There's hating your country. The promotion of victim group status to lower the bars of standards and expectations. They're pro-pedophilia. They're pro-no merit for a job. They're pro the aristocracy. The few people at the top controlling the serfs, which was everybody else. They're pro-lawlessness, racketeering, collusion, and these are the virtues that we have today. We used to have virtues based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, abilities, skill sets, being an American, loving your country, merit. Today, it means nothing. And this is why we need to stick together. And this is why we need to bring back some humor. We're in a place in history that people are in so much despair that they've been groomed to say, I'm insulted. I'm offended. It's just like when people on the left, they scream, they yell, they call people names. They go into default mode, almost like a stupid mode. Instead of fighting with objective facts and evidence and truth, they just call people names because that's all they got, because they don't do the reading and the research. We have to go back to the basics that made America great. Okay, next article. Steve Kirsch did a vaccine poll that shows 5 million fully vaccinated Americans are now unable to work because of the jabs, and another 750,000 or so are already dead. I want you to go back to this article with Dr. David, or this interview with Dr. David Martin on USAWatchdog.com. Already 750,000 dead. Think about this. I hope this is a big dose of caffeine to wake people up, because that's what we're trying to do here, folks. We appreciate you being here. I'll be right back after this break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Finelli here out of Montana. And I'm going to go back to more published articles in the public domain since we have a short segment here. And, of course, I'm going to go into a little more detail since I'm by myself. I have more time and more tangents, which I really enjoy doing. Next article here is titled Dangerous and Ineffective. It's a Gateway Pundit article. Experimental Pfizer Vaccine Causes nearly five serious adverse events per every one person that kept from being hospitalized with COVID, study finds. I want you to just digest this information, people. Next, PJ Media released a bombshell report yesterday showing collusion between the U.S. government. And this is very, very disturbing. The FBI, the DOJ, EAC, and CISA, with progressive groups and individuals fueled by progressive money related to the U.S. elections, like the Elections Group, CTCL, and Brennan Center, along with individuals from corporations like Microsoft. Look, the whole system is corrupt. Everything to do with big corporations and government has been it's incapacitated, folks. These people, whether it be journalists, whether it be lawyers, judges, whether it be politicians, whether it be bankers, they've betrayed the trust of the people. They have dishonored and corrupted their professions nationally. There's no more confidence in big government, in what you hear called the state, in education, in academia, Wall Street, anything to do with the rule of law, anything to do with medicine. Doesn't matter if World Health Organization, FDA, CDC, NIH, it doesn't matter. All social institutions, all big technology, big tech, it's all infected with greed, psyops, corruption, racketeering, and making dishonest money for the sole purpose of consolidating power, money, and control. Actually, there's other purposes like depopulation. And, you know, we all use the term depopulation because it's a more accepted term. What it really means, folks, is murder. Murder. So now in America, we not only resemble, we've passed the prototypes, the economic business models of the Soviet Union. Everything is installed corruption done by unelected officials who didn't earn their job, who didn't earn their money. And so all these so-called experts and official authorities don't have any credibility, don't have any transparency. It really is a fake buzzword. And this is why America needs heroes. We need whistleblowers, folks, desperately. Okay, moving on. This is kind of comical, and you've all heard about the January 6th sham unselected committee. I mean, the fact that they're using our taxpayer dollars for this sham is really pathetic. And I could probably talk for the next hour on this Cassidy Hutchison. In fact, Internet is calling her Cassidy Smollett Bubba Wallace Blasey Ford Hutchison. And I think we all know, at least this audience knows what that means. I'm going to go through some of the lies and misrepresentations, just a few of them. And basically, she said that President Trump attempted to grab the steering wheel of the beast and wrestle control from the Secret Service on January 6th. I mean, you really almost can't make some of this stuff up, people. And basically, President Trump, as per the truth, wasn't even in the beast on January 6th. And Secret Service agents are willing to testify under oath about this ridiculous lie. It never happened. Another lie said that President Trump grabbed the neck area of Secret Service agent Bobby Engel. And by the way, he's willing to testify. That was a lie. And I got more after the break, folks. It's just great. It's ridiculous. I should have put this in the stupid article comments coming up. I'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine. The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Federal Judge David Faber on Monday ruled in favor of 3 drug distributors in a lawsuit that accused them of causing a health crisis by distributing 81 million opioid pills over an 8-year period in one West Virginia county. The Biden administration is thinking about ending tariffs on China as soon as this week. President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to highlight the unfair trade practices China has imposed on the United States. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciardo on Fox News Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's good politics, there's good economics. The fact is, just purely from a textbook point of view, tariffs typically are bad economics. We don't like to see, you know, in an ideal world, we don't want to see any tariffs. We want to see free trading and, you know, around the globe. But the reality is that we've used tariffs effectively in many cases in political sense, especially where countries may not be playing by the rules or where we're trying to make a political point. And essentially, that's what we've done with China. But at the end of the day, Griff, we have to remember that you and I as consumers ultimately pay the bill. So if there's a tariff, wherever it may be placed on whatever product from whatever country, you and I as consumers, we pay more for our stuff.
The United States is currently imposing a 25% tariff on approximately $250 billion of imports from China and a 7.5% tariff on approximately $112 billion worth of imports from China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be slight. What are today's hot? Take my. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. And I'm going to continue with some more of the Cassidy, Smollett, Bubba Wallace, Blasey Ford, Hutchison lies. And another one was that she said President Trump broke dishes and flipped tablecloths on January 6th, and there's no proof of that either. See, proof, evidence, facts, truth, context, nothing matters. They just say words. Oh, the economy's great, like in the last commercial. Or, oh, the vaccine's safe and effective. Everything that there's a million pieces of facts and evidence and truths that rebuke that. However, they just say it. They just say words. It doesn't matter. It's like somebody interviewing me and saying, "So, Rich, what do you think about the economy? Do you think you think the president's doing a good job or the installed resident?" I can just say things. If I was a Democrat, I can just say things like, Oh, box diode, walk, talk, speak, lotion, timer, book, paper, wood, glass, vegetables, paperclip, meat, magnifying filter, glove, strainer, cereal, metal, fork, stove, banister, rug, tree. And that's my answer. Of course, this is satire. But that's exactly what it's like. Just like, I mean, President Trump, for the use probably close to billions of taxpayer dollars for this Mueller trial, all this fake theater, they used your money to say that Trump was a Russian spy, and the truth came out that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, made it up and paid for it? If this was us, any of us, we'd be in the who's gal for life. There's no rule of law. They have betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their profession. Another lie. Cassidy Hutchison claimed to have written a handwritten note on January 6th. Well, anyway, the truth is that the former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman wrote the note and testified to this fact under oath previously before the committee came to be. You can't make this stuff up. We are beyond stupid. Or, I should say, and or, this shows how stupid they think you are. Another lie. Hutchison said her boss, Mark Meadows, called Roger Stone on January 5th to find out what would play out on the next day on January 6th. Roger Stone never even spoke to Mark Meadows outside of a conversation they had in the green room in 2019. And she also said Mark Meadows spoke with General Flynn on January 5th. General Flynn never had a phone conversation with Mark Meadows. You just can't make this stuff up. And then another lie was she said that General Flynn and Roger Stone participated by phone in a briefing in the war room in the Willard Hotel with Mark Meadows on January 5th. That didn't even happen. And then she said Jeffrey Clark met with Rudy Giuliani and Trump campaign at the White House. That's also false. They never met or even communicated. And we can go on and on and on. It's a show trial. It's theater. There's no credibility. There's no authenticity. And what happens to these people? Nothing. They're earning their money for low standards based on nepotism connections, based on what group you're in. They've literally eliminated value from every part of government and work that you can think of. This is what happens. This is how we lose our sovereignty by this documented professional wordsmithing crap that they try to sell narratives and offering no proof, no truth, no facts, all done for predatory purposes to divide and conquer the people with this fake left-right paradigm. So they change definitions and twist language and spin this, and they repeat the same thing to get the useful idiots to respond emotionally. And it's basically a mind control creation. And this is what induces violence and false flags. And the purpose is to eliminate the Second Amendment and free speech and things of that nature. That's what they do. We've gone over a lot of this mind control over the past couple of years and how they make you get emotional, subjective emotional opinion. Then they got you. And they use trigger words. And it's basically a giant psyops. And they use behavior modification control. And they use virtual reality. And then they bring in the victim group status. And they have a controlled reaction. And then pretty soon nobody can get a job because there's no more quality or value left in work. And they use fear. They use hypnosis. We've talked about mass formation, psychosis, and brainwashing, even admitted by the Pentagon for population control. All this divide-and-conquer strategies is designed to lower the bar of standards for a job, and pretty soon no one does their job. And when you delegitimize work, everything follows. Assets, your money, commerce, academia, you know, our own military, the Constitution, children, families, qualifications, rule of law, due process, science, math, medication. I mean, pretty soon, elections, borders, genders, survival, reality. Everything's on the chopping block, folks. MK Ultra is a Nazi program. It's an admitted DARPA NIH psyop. And they use technologies and frequencies and electromagnetic radiation and masks as part of it. Tracing, tracking humans, all this stuff, it's all part of it. The climate change, the Agenda 21, the fear, the lies, it's all part of the game. And we have to realize how they're insulting, degrading, and disrespecting all these different groups. We're letting the elite poison us by using ourselves. We're destroying America when you reward mediocrity. And then certain groups become quitters in oaths, vows, word of honor, work ethic, showing up on time. Pretty soon nothing matters because certain groups have different excuses. Okay, I love going off into tangents and giving details, but I don't have time. My job is to wake people up with a lot of articles published in the public domain. Let me show you how pathetic things are, especially with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is somebody who was born on third base, protectionist group status. She literally gave quotes and mentioned and did a video of Trump telling the crowd to march to the Capitol, but she literally edited out and cut off parts that were relevant to the context of his discussion, like march to the Capitol peacefully. Liz Cheney literally deleted that from the January 6th sham committee theater. You can't make this stuff up. Again, Liz Cheney at the January 6th show trial, Antifa members were caught with guns and released on January 6th. Undercover Fed operative pictured with gun but never arrested and dropped from the most wanted list. See, if you are a bought and paid for mercenary and you're performing the agenda of the elite, you get a pass. Another article here about Casey Hutchinson. Do you know it came out that she did a text message and she called the January 6th committee? This is Casey Hutchinson, is the person who I gave these last several articles about. She's the January 6th committee's key witness. On a text message, she calls the January 6th committee BS. 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 Like bull. And then the last word rhymes with hit. You know what that is. Can you imagine this? This is their star committee, and she got caught texting and calling them BS. You can't make this stuff up. Next article, Liz Cheney at the Reagan Library basically said that men are to blame for everything. Okay, Liz, when I was, this psyop has been going on for over 50 years. When I was trying to get a job as the New York City Fire Department back in the late 70s, I was 19, I was benching 365 pounds. I could have carried even you up a ladder. I know it's hard to believe, Liz, but just go with me here. And that was the year that the women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test So they literally demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. When you feel entitled, Liz, and you demand to lower the bars of standards for a job, you eliminate qualifications and proven results and hard work. It means you doubt your own value. Liz Cheney, who grew up on third base and pounds her chest and brags to everybody about how she hit a home run of success in life. How about Liz, when I was got a degree in forestry, I went to a National Forest Service interview. This is about early 80s. I know it's hard to believe I identify as a 29-year-old, but work with me here, Liz. That was the year I showed up with a degree and experience. I was in good shape for the National Forest Service. But they told me at the interview they wouldn't even hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room fresh out of high school. No education, no experience, no proven results, no nothing. And when I tried to go part-time working for GlaxoSmithKline, human resources told me part-time was for females only. Oh, that's right, Liz. If you were a male like Mitt Romney's kid, or Nancy Pelosi's kid, or John Kerry's kid, or Joe Biden's kid. Heck, if we did one-millionth of what Joe Biden's kid did, proof from the laptop from hell, we'd again all be in the who's gal. But it only matters, Liz, if you come from elite stock, right? Like yourself. So are you willing to sell your country, to be an American sellout, to throw everybody under the bus for divide-and-conquer strategies and use victim group status on top of your protectionist group status to destroy your country? Congratulations, Liz. You have not earned your job. Next article, titled Conservatism is a Dead Ideology. So basically, equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness, and lies. I'll be right back, folks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, folks. Rich Heben is back. I started before the break in the last article, Conservatism is a dead ideology, and I try to give bullet points because of time, and I paraphrase them often. Sometimes, if I have time, I'll quote them, but 1950s, here in America, the average person, when they were asked what progress was, they were talking about regarding the future, like flying cars and space travel and future cities and technology for the benefit of the people, eradicating communism. In 2020s America, the average person defines it as sodomy, diversity, sexually mutilating children, and eradicating white people. Folks, I cannot give you enough examples to show you how we've all been played, duped, conned, used. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, and inclusiveness, and equity, and all this PC. It's all lies. It's been about the consolidation of power, money, and control. The aristocracy controlling the elite. The aristocracy is the very few wealthiest families. I mean, look at Bezos. Look at Gates. Look at the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Carnegies. Look. All the people in charge are mostly white and mostly male. We have to stop letting them play you with you putting up your dukes about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. What they're doing is divide and conquer strategies and forcing the lowering of the bars of standards and expectations for doing a job. Pretty soon, no one does it, and that brings in floods in corruption and manipulation. You know, this is a good time. I'm going to try and be quick. I haven't given it in a while, and since I'm monologuing today, I'm gonna squeeze it in here. For those of you who haven't heard my analogy about a small business person wanting to, he has a high jumper business. Okay? And basically the gist of this is how people don't have jobs anymore today. So what he did, he had a high jumper business, and years ago, for his interview, he would keep the bar at 6 feet, and there would be 500 applicants for the job. So 1% of the people passed. So for the second interview, what did he do for the five people remaining? He talked about workout regime. He talked about diet. He talked about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, things of that nature. And the top two people earned their job. This is years ago. We can call it the 60s, the 70s, maybe even the 80s. Today, we can't have a six-foot bar for the first interview. We have to have it at 6 inches because it might offend people. Some of them will be, people are afraid to be called a name, like controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, volunteer, conspiracy theorist. So at 6 inches, who passes? Pretty much everybody, unless you're, you know, drunk or high on drugs. So let's say 1% of the people failed. So now what do you do for the 495 applicants who show up for the second interview? Well, one job goes to the nepotism connections. You know, Jim Carrey's son, Joe Biden's son, Mitt Romney's son, Nancy Pelosi's son. And who gets the second job? Well, it's not based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, and standards and expectations. It's based on what is your race? What skin pigmentation shade are you? What gender are you? Or what gender do you identify as? What's your sexual orientation? What's your religion? That better not be Christian. That is today. There is no more value. They have purposely delegitimized work to get you on UBI and MMT, which is basically big corporations slash big government, same thing, fascist beer money to keep you controlled. So basically, we've eliminated the rule of law with precedence and given free lunch to the elite while they give us back to the divide and conquer strategies, while they're buying up everything from farmland to every asset, and you're getting back brainwashing with no representation. So we've actually allowed ourselves to enable and protect the most corrupt companies and governments in history while giving them liability immunity, and they give us back wealth inequality, fraud, destruction of any type of capitalism, which means earning it through hard work, illegitimacy across the board, and you get to fight for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. You've been played, people. We'll be right back. We appreciate you being here. We'll see you for hour two coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.